Good morning. It's 9:50 a.m. Saturday, April the 22nd, 2017. I said I wasn't going to come out today, but that came out because the sun came out and I figured I needed to do the walk. Fake it till you make it. So here I am walking. Today is today the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers are having an event here in Greeley. A book signing and reading. Dave Jackson and Janet Fogg. Janet's the vice president of Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, RMFW. And they're doing it in Greeley. If I can keep my head anywhere near up by 2 o'clock, I'll go over to the Nerd Store and say hi. It's cold this morning. It's 44, 46. It's been raining all morning. The sun has just broken through, like in the last half hour. I saw the sun shining in, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm gonna go. It's not terrible. It looks like there's more rain coming. Although the forecast said before 11, so maybe not. Maybe it'll burn off. Maybe it'll go away. So everything is soggy, everything is soaked, so everything is wet after 2 days of... Well, it wasn't soaking all the time. We had periods. This morning was unbelievable. This morning we had quite a soaking rain. It wasn't a heavy rain, but it was steady. The kind of rain that made me wish I was in a tent somewhere listening to it patter on the roof. So I've got to make a grocery run. Shoot, I forgot about that. I'll get the walk in and get this posted and make a list, check it twice. I'm doing pretty well on my diet. I gotta get some unsweetened peanut butter. I gotta get a bunch of stuff. One of them is unsweetened peanut butter. I'm having peanut butter craves, but unsalted, just ground peanuts is something I can eat a little bit of. I can't eat a lot of anything. Those of you who've played this game know what I'm talking about, but I'm using my counter scale. I'm weighing everything that goes in my mouth. had a 200 calorie high protein breakfast with 2 ounces of lean ham, 1 egg beater egg, a bunch of veggies, mushrooms. I can't mushrooms. So there's I've had a lot of really good suggestions, including Eat Happy and Diabetes for Dummies, and a couple that Chris Weeble sent me, Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It, and The Angry Trainer, whatever the hell his name is. I've got samples of everything loaded onto my Kindle. I'll take a look at some of them. I meet with the nurse and dietitian on Wednesday. So I'm just sort of testing the waters, trying to see what's going to happen. It's because I'm the cook in the family, I can do whatever I want in terms of food. I don't have to ask somebody to fix me a special meal. I can fix me a special meal. But like last night, we had a chicken curry that was light on chicken and heavy on vegetables and curry. And I made some noodles. I made the noodles separate so that the family could have the noodles with the curry, but I didn't have to have the noodles in my curry. So that was good. I gotta get some lean ground turkey. I'll use that in some of my recipes. I've got a killer spaghetti recipe, and I got a spaghetti sauce last week. It should be about ready to cook this weekend, so maybe I'll do something like make a ground turkey filling and split the spaghetti squash in half and then roast it. Because I can have a little bit of, in fact, I have to have a little bit of meat. I have to have a little bit of fat. If I don't have a little bit of fat, I won't lose any fat. So, yeah, I'm being real strict on carbs. I'm not eating any bread. I had some white potatoes the other day. I'm going to have a sweet potato today. But carrots have carbs. Apples have carbs. Last night I had my snack was an apple. It was a 100 calorie snack with my pills. So I apologize for the excess health talk. It's what's most weighing heavily most on my mind at the moment. Last night was it's pretty grim. But it's a new day. I'm up. The sun is up there. There's blue skies behind the clouds. Eighty-five days in a row of meditation. It's helping, I think. Actually, I know it's helping. The creative exercise has been a fascinating one, where I'm supposed to flash this exercise where I start by imagining the spark of creativity as a golden spark of sunlight in my chest, and that it expands to encompass the world. And then I release that focus, I release that visualization, and let my brain do whatever it wants, including imagining the blue sky. And then breathing with just a touch of the lightest of touches of focus on my breathing. And then let it go. And then on my breathing. And then let it go. And then pick up a pencil and write down or draw a sketch or something. First thing that comes to mind. And I haven't done it anywhere near enough. I need to do this 2 or 3 times a day. And he recommends putting it in a little notebook. And maybe what I'll do is I'll get a little paper notebook. I'm putting them on 3x5, 4x6 cards. Monk post, say it with me. Here we go, monk post. Got rain down my neck. Ducking under the tree limbs. So yeah, I've done it a couple of times and I don't have any idea. I think of them as, okay, one line. They're not supposed to be particularly clever lines. They're not supposed to be anything special. They're supposed to be first thing you think of. It's interesting. It's challenging. It's because I have stuff in an established universe that I need to write that tends to get the most attention in terms of my creative impulse. It's like, okay, what am I going to do? And what am I going to do with the beginning of Milk Run? Not Milk Run. Suicide Run. What's that? What's that story about? And the answer is, I have no clue. I haven't a clue. I haven't. I may have to change the name, but I don't care. We're going to write this story about Zoya and Natalia. And we'll probably start that as soon as I get the book, current book, back and out. I need to get some progress on South Coast. That's been sort of languishing while I've had that 2x4 upside the head this week. So this is me. I'm working at trying to regain the balance that I lost this week. I was doing really well on Monday. And the meeting with the doctor on Tuesday went really well. But the phone call with the diagnosis was, I have to say, it was unexpected. I really didn't expect that. So I basically, if I wasn't clear about it, I actually have two problems. I've got one is cholesterol, which has boosted itself up even with the medication that I'm taking, which I am 99% sure is because of my diet. And I've got this glucose problem, which I think is also because of my diet. So I'm taking a dietary approach, even though I know and appreciate that the problem isn't with the number of calories, it's the kind of calories that I'm eating. So I'm trying to focus on picking up enough protein, making sure I get enough roughage, make sure I get enough vegetable material, and cutting back on simple starches, cutting back on sugar. At this point, the only thing I've had with any sugar in it is since Wednesday, any refined sugar is anything that might have come in, you know, a can of beans or something. haven't had any bakery products. I haven't had any pasta. I had a few ounces of white potato, which was clearly a mistake, because 2 hours later my blood sugar was spiking again. So that was an experiment that kind of indicated that something ain't quite right there. So, but I had an apple last night before I went to bed. Apple day keeps the doctor away. At least I hope so. Apples are sweet. They've got fructose in them, but the carbohydrates are slow to digest, slow to dissolve, so they don't spike up quite as badly. I like apples. I'm gonna get some pears when I go to the store today. I get some apples and some pears. I looked at some of the recipes at Eat Happy. They looked yummy. All I could see was a few of the appetizers, a few of the starters, a few of the snacks. Prosciutto wrapped peaches. But we'll get this. We'll get this. We'll find the balance again. We'll get through this one and start the next thing. Because that's what I have to do. Yeah, we must have had a lot of rain. The puddle is full here. I saw the ducks walking around in the mud flat yesterday, the day before. I guess it was yesterday. Looking at the what was their pond, like, what the hell happened? Who pulled the plug? Who opened the drain? Swing on a swing. Hair flying. It has some wind. There's branches down everywhere, too. Well, it was beginning to leaf out. That looks good. Most of the blossoms on this, these first two. The earliest two blossoming crabs, the apples, the blossoms have already gone, but this third one is looking still in the pink. Quite lovely. And I made it. Here I am. Looks like it might rain again. It's beginning to cloud over. I guess I got my walk in during the sunny part of the day. But at any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.